You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and today we are going to have an amazing show. So like always, what we want you to do is post the show, tweet the show, let everyone in your network know. If you have to text them and let them know that you're listening to Changing the Conversation, we have too many wonderful guests, too many wonderful things going on for people not to share about Changing the Conversation. So today's show is going to be a little different. We have some great guests lined up, but we also have a new co-host joining us in the Punch Bowl this morning. So you do not want to miss this show. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you have questions and comments for us, feel free to jump into the Punch Bowl. If you're listening to it on a computer and you want to give us a call, call 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. And be sure to press 1 so that we know you actually want to join the conversation and not just listen to all the great things we have going on over here. Now, we have to make a special introduction. Our co-host for today, for now, for this show, for maybe this week's show, for maybe the next month, we don't know. But we have a special guest joining us. He's a producer. He's in the entertainment industry, and he has a word on the street. Please welcome Mr. Damian Randall to the Punch Bowl. Are you with us this morning, Damian?
Hey, hello. How you doing? I want to give a shout-out to everybody and say, have a blessed day. How's everything going today?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Even more wonderful now that you're joining us. Today is going to be a hot show, and we definitely want to know what's on your mind.
Well, today I'm kind of disabled right now. I'm a little busy, trying to make my introduction to the show. Been a little hectic because I've been running around, taking care of everyday business. But I'm just going to sit back and try to catch up, and I'll put a word in every now and then, to let you know I'm still here. I'm just interested in learning and getting to meet new people. So let's get this show started, and let's find out who our next guest is if we have one.
Yes, we do. And I'm interested in sitting back and learning as well. Our first guest in the Punch Bowl has, as they say, been there, done that. She has all the experience to make her a top sought-after influencer in her industry, as well as a professional speaker, motivational author, world changer, successful entrepreneur, and life coach. How does that sound?
Brilliant. Let's meet her.
Dr. Kamisha Hill Carter, are you with us in the Punch Bowl this morning?
Yes, I'm here today. How y'all doing?
Hey.
What's going on?
We are excellent. I've never heard anyone scream before. Like, that is
right,
a new one.
Right. She came in with the battle
well,
call.
Well, I was trying to cover up my baby.
Awesome.
Surprise, yeah,
surprise,
that was awesome.
Yes.
We love the babies. Well, a special shout out to the babies from Punch TV Studios.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, and thank you guys for considering me to come on the show. I'm so excited, Damian and Sharifa. And girl, you just blessed my heart. I said, ooh, that's me on the line. Hey.
Welcome. Yes. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us what you have going on right now.
Basically, we have a new anthology out. You can reach me at www.kamishacarter.com. And it's 14 women telling their story about how they identify themselves as women and what defines them as women. The title of the book is called I Am Woman, Defining Womanhood and Identity. And at this current state in our political climate, women are losing the battle. We are fighting for rights that they fought for in the 18th century to get. Now, three centuries later, we're trying to fight to keep the rights that were fought for as early as 1971, having the decisions to control whether we want children or not. We're fighting that battle only 40 years later. And so I thought about in January of this year, we need a voice. We need stories. We need to let the 21st century women know that we are here. We are standing strong, and when future generations look back on what we have done, they won't say, oh, they ain't did nothing. They was just sitting up there letting them folks run them. No, we're not going back to being barefoot and pregnant. We're going to continue to make a stand and say that we are women and we do have rights. I'm sorry, I got on my soapbox.
No. Excellent. So what platform are you guys, where can we find information on your movement?
Currently, you can go to www.KamishaCarter.com. I'm on Facebook, Kamisha Carter, Dr. Kamisha Hill Carter. I am on Instagram and I'm on Twitter. It's Kamisha Carter. Everything is Kamisha Carter. You know, when they told me I had to brand the whole name, I was like, Dad, I can't go fight nobody. So, no. No, that's a joke, though. I don't fight, okay?
but hey, no, we're women. Sometimes we have to fight for what we want. So, I mean, I definitely
yes,
right. get it.
Yes, ma'am. So when they told me to brand, I had to brand the name, so I had to be obedient and be good. So y'all won't see my name in TMZ.
Hey, millions of people watch TMZ. You know what I'm saying? So you
yeah,
never know.
Great platform. Might be a good platform.
Yeah, we might catch you doing something good.
Awesome. And I want that. I want that. Basically, so you can reach me. We are on Amazon. We have one book, my first book to go international distribution through 4123 Press Publishing is Live Your Destiny Now. And basically, Live Your Destiny Now is helping people, professional women, African-American women first and then everybody else next, to get out the rat race and quit saying we can't. It begins with self-love with us because we have been the caretakers our entire being of the 456 years that we have been on this North America. When we were in Africa, we were kings, queens, and even if we were servants or Hebrew slaves, we were the people who had sustenance. We were not poor. And so when we came over as chattel and as property, we began to be servitude, and then the African-American woman is the backbone of the United States of America. Without her, there would be no one, because not only did she have to stand for the family when her husband was raped, when her husband was abused, she still had to keep everything and everybody together. And so it channels all the way through that into when we became to get civil rights in 1964, women still were pulled out of servitude modes, and then people, the generation began to fail. You can pinpoint when African-American women removed themselves out of Caucasian homes and how society began to fail ever since then.
And so that's what your book is on.
Live Your Destiny Now, that's I Am Woman Too. But Live Your Destiny Now is basically teaching us, African-American women first, how to get out of being put last on the plate and becoming first in our lives so that we can be healthier and happier and live our epic destiny now.
So basically it's a step, like it's a step-by-step manual?
Yeah, it's a workbook. Distributed by Walmart and by Amazon. Sir, I'm sorry, what did you say?
I apologize. Are there exercises in it that they can practice to kind of, you know, get the hang, get the feel of what they're trying to accomplish and everything?
Yes, sir. Basically, it's 27 actual life lessons. The one that I love the most is Pet Peeves, and I call it White Shirts. And I go through and I talk about how I was going to an interview, but I had a stain on my white shirt. And so how I allowed that one itty-bitty stain keep me 30 minutes late for an interview because I could not believe I could not find a white shirt that will be – I mean, any of my white shirts are clean. I like white. I like white shirts. And so I had a plethora of them. All of them had spots. And I was like, dang it. It made me late for the interview. But if I really looked at it in reality, could I have worn a scarf? Could I have worn a flower? Could I have worn a different color? Because of the picture in our head, we have a picture in our head of how things should be. And so if our reality does not line up with our picture, then we have a problem. And that begins our cognitive dissonance, or our issues, as we say, to solving problems or going to the next level or going to the next step. And oftentimes we have to disillusion that picture and get rid of that picture and look at where we are and know where our goal is. And however the goal may look, that's what we accept.
Yeah. So you're talking on our – you're trying to change the perception of our belief system. Like they say, the way that you think causes you to
act.
Yeah,
the way you think.
Yes. That's very interesting right there.
So do you feel as if this is a problem that's more for women as opposed to men?
Actually, I say it's 50-50, and this is the why. Men have the same picture, but because they are by nature hunters and gatherers and they can move through things, they don't have the emotional tie that women do. For example, I know a lady, she has never been married, and the picture in her mind was that at 45, you know, She'll never get married. And then, you know, she, you know, went through the whole thing. And then here she is at 50, she's married. She thought it was going to happen early on in her life, and she was going to have the big wedding. And she did have the big wedding, but at the end of the day, it didn't happen until she was 50. So there's an emotional tie there for women that men don't have, per se. The picture is still the same, but women have more of an emotional tie to their picture than men. Because that's what we want, and we want what we want.
Definitely words to live by.
Yeah.
So your book is on Amazon. And
both
so what
are
else
on
do you
Amazon.
Have? Okay, both books are on Amazon. So this is definitely
what we
want to do is we want to invite you, because authors can actually sell their books or offer their books from our social media network, Nabuki, nabuki.com,
okay.
NABUKIE.com. So what we would like to do is to invite you to join us on our social media network and to post your book. Let people know that your book is out there, that there's actually a workshop or a workbook that they can do to help them improve their lives. That's what we like to do.
Yes, absolutely. I would be more than happy to do that.
Okay, so please join us on the Bookie. We definitely want to thank you for joining us today as a guest in the Punch Bowl. Your information that you have provided has been very, very informational. So join us on the Bookie. We do have to stop for a brief commercial break, and we will be right back. What did you think about that, Damon?
That was nice. That was nice. I'm a little nervous, but I don't see a problem with it. I mean, if I didn't make no mistakes, if you want to keep me, I'm here.
You are great. You are wonderful. We're going to stop worrying about anything. You're doing a great job. We're going to be back after this commercial break.
Okay.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
You are.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
If you are just now tuning in to Changing the Conversation, this is a show that you definitely want to tune into. We have so many incredible guests. We have our new co-host, Damian Randall, joining us in the Punch Bowl. We have quite a few listeners on the line. Again, if you love to jump into the Punch Bowl, if you have a question, if you have a comment, if you just want to make your voice heard, please press 1 so we know you like to join the conversation. But we're going to keep going. How are you feeling, Damian?
I'm fine. Ms. Carter still on the line?
Yes, we have Ms. Carter on the line. Did you have a question?
Ms. Carter, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I had a question for you. Earlier, you mentioned that, you know, you said that this is just for the African-American women or women of color right now. Are you trying to broaden your base? I know, because I know when white women wanted to try to do the women's right movement, they enlisted the African American women because they knew that they couldn't accomplish their goal without it. And I'm just wondering if you're like, you know, I know you're more focused on your people first, but Do you think
mm-hmm.
that maybe excluding, like, early on in the grassroots of it is hurting you more than it's helping?
You know, women are creature of friends. And so basically when you niche and you niche and you niche again, and this is for business people, you have to have a particular niche. And then when you niche and you niche and you niche again, you find out your true purpose. And my true purpose is to help African-American women who are professional. Now, keep in mind that women are friends of everyone. So at the beginning, yes. Currently, I have 1,000 people in my Facebook group and community. It started out with just basically African-American women. Then Caucasian women came, then Indian women, then the diversity of this group is just so profound. So it branched off into itself. And when you were speaking about the women's rights, yes, they enlisted African-American women, but it was not until 1964 that African-American women were able to get the right to vote. And in I Am Woman, the very first story you read is Ain't I a Woman by Sojourner Truth when she gave her speech in the 1851 Akron, Ohio women's rights campaign, talking about we as women, we are still considered second class. And it's evident today that women make $12 less than her average white male counterpart. African American women make even less. So right now I'm not excluding anyone. Everybody can join a board, but my focus is the African American woman.
Ms. Carter, I know you wasn't excluding anyone. I just wanted to clear that up for the listeners just in case, you know, because people like to build their own perception of what they're hearing. And, I, you know, playing devil's advocate, I wanted to just let you clear that up for them. So,
thank you.
Very nice answer. Thank you. Thank you.
And let's give us your address again, your website address, where people can go ahead and pick up those books.
And also that Facebook that Facebook community too.
Okay, the Facebook community is I Am Woman. Just put it in groups and it'll pop up. I Am Woman. Join it. We post every day. We post empowerment, enlightenment. If you want to be encouraged, if you want to know that you are wonderful and that you are loved, you join the I Am Woman group, and that's a Facebook group. I am Kamisha Carter. On Twitter, I am Kamisha Carter 1. On Instagram, I'm not a Snapchatter because I get confused. That's for the kids.
yes, but what we love to do is invite you to have the I Am Woman on our Nabuki. We love to get a group for I Am Woman on Nabuki for you.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. That'll be okay. I'm on
Nabuki.
The webpage now.
Nabuki is a social platform too. Nabuki has the same capabilities as MySpace, Facebook, Black Planet. So you can go on there and start a group just like you did on Facebook.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Also, you can meet me every Tuesday at 1:30. I do a Facebook Live, and we talk about different topics that are pertaining to women in general. And no matter what your background is, it doesn't matter your gender identity. It doesn't matter your sexual orientation. We want you to be a part. Also, you can reach me at www.kamisha, C-A-M-E-S-H-A, Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R.com. No R's, no I's.
Fantastic. We want to have to. Oh, Kamisha. Okay, Dr. Kamisha Hill Carter, you heard it here first on Punch TV Studios show, changing the conversation, but we definitely want to get you over to Nabuki so you can do a Nabuki Live. There's so much that you can do on Nabuki, so thank you for being a guest on today's show. You are amazing.
I am woman.
You are too.
Kamisha
Carter. Hey, that's what's up, Damien. All right, Damien and Shafaria, I truly appreciate this opportunity and this time.
We most definitely appreciate having you on also.
Yes, we have some wonderful guests today in the Punch Bowl, but as always, we do have to stop and take we're not even going to stop for a commercial break this morning. What we're going to do, since we have a co-host today, Damien Randall, we're going to introduce our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. Good morning, Mr. Collins. How are you this morning?
I'm doing absolutely excellent, and I'm having an awesome time. We've been shooting our brand new reality show over the last few days that we are bringing to the new channel, which is going to launch in Los Angeles on August 1st, this coming August 1st. We're fully distributed throughout all of Southern California. We say Los Angeles, but I mean all of Southern California. I think we've got a very good show that is definitely woman-oriented, so that's pretty awesome to listen to Dr. Carter there and listen to what she's saying. It's pretty cool. And I am just really excited. We want to tell everyone to get your stock in Punch TV Studios. You definitely want to become a stockholder. We are the most awesome media company on the planet. That's pretty awesome there. And we want to tell everyone to prepare for the stockholders meeting, which is coming up on May 11th and 12th of 2018. You want to start getting your reservations made and all those things. And again, we want to join Nabuki. Nabuki is an awesome site. And if you're selling books or you're doing anything like that, we want you to join Nabuki. It is N-A-B-U-K-I-E. And all I can ask people is, do you Nabuki? So, so that's pretty good. So you guys are doing an awesome job. We've been shooting for the last few days, since Friday, literally. So it's been like a whirlwind. And I've been like, wow. And we're getting ready to shoot our children's show and some other things that we have coming out, preparing for the Southern California launch of Punch TV. And it's just pretty awesome, just really, 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 really awesome. And so how are you doing today? The Sharifa, I got you guys chiming in there, and we got Damien in the bowl today. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And so who's next in the punch bowl?
We are very excited today. Our next guest is Mr. Kevin Bailey. He's a health and wellness coach, a life coach, strength and conditioning specialist, medical exercise specialist, and post-rehabilitation specialist, along with being a motivational speaker and author. He's got a lot going on. Are you with us in the punch bowl this morning, Mr. Bailey?
He does it all.
He does.
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. It's good to see you all. Thank you all for having me. I'm looking forward to talking with you.
You're welcome.
We're looking forward to having you.
Looking forward.
Thank you.
Totally welcome. And looks like you got a lot of titles there. And you're talking
international
about
international men.
That's exercising. And
yeah.
All right, so let's see how does this work. How can I not exercise, lose weight, and gain health? That's the formula I'm looking for.
I tell you, if you figure that out, I need somebody to tell me that too, because if we can both figure that out, we can take this on the road. Absolutely.
I just want to take a pill. I want to take a pill and have the wonder cure in the pill.
I'm not good with the pill.
I hear that a lot.
Can I drink a special formula? Do you have it like a Gatorade or something that I could just drink?
I wish, you know, these are all great ideas, and I need to formulate a pill, something you can just drink and automatically kapoom. You just have that perfect body, great health, great cholesterol levels and everything else, and then you can just go from there.
Yeah,
that's,
you would be the lazy people's God. Yes.
Yeah,
we are
lazy people's God to great health. You know, we want to eat hamburgers, french fries, drink Coke every day, don't drink any water. No nuts, no fruits, no berries, and, you know, well, I'll eat berries like apple pie, strawberry pie, you know, strawberry shortcake, you know, those kinds of things.
Right.
But welcome to the Punch Bowl. Tell us a little bit about what
Mr. Bailey, please, just what do we need to do? Since we don't have a pill, since we don't have the quick fix, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, well, first of all, again, my name is Kevin Bailey. I'm a health and wellness coach, motivational speaker, and I do post-rehabilitative training. The main thing I do is help people to get from where they are right now to where they want to go. And what I find is that a lot of times, and this is something I experienced in my own life back when I lost 70 pounds, I had gotten out of shape, you know, just wanted to eat whatever I wanted to eat, and I thought I could run it off. And after a while, that doesn't work too well. And so I got to a point where I became depressed, didn't like the way I looked, you know, and then I had a wake-up call. My mother had a heart attack, and she was put in the hospital, and she had open-heart surgery. They were going to remove some plaque out of her, you know, bypass surgery and things of that nature. And, you know, it's supposed to be a simple operation. She was going to be off the table, feel amazing, and she didn't make it off the table. She did not make it off the table, and so she was only 56 years old.
Sorry to hear that.
It was devastating to me and my family, but what it was a wake-up call at that time, and it told me that this could very well happen to me if I didn't change some of my own habits. And so what I had to do was really commit to taking control of my health, and so really putting everything I had into really watching what I ate, exercising on a consistent basis, and then, you know, making sure not only did I do it and didn't just lose weight, but I had to do it and make it a lifestyle change. And so that's one of the biggest things that I find with most of the people I work with is that, you know, we see the Biggest Loser, and we hear the different diet plans and where you could do it and, you know, lose 20 pounds in, you know, 5 days. And so they want that, and once they lose 20 pounds in 5 days or weeks or whatever the case may be, they want to go back to the old habits that got them to their place, you know, where they gained the weight. And so that's when you make
well,
a lifestyle change,
difficult.
You have to change the way you think.
It's very difficult.
You have to change the
it's
way you
difficult.
View food. You have to change your exercising. You have to make it up really a part of your life, just like everything else has become a habit. And so once you ingrain that habit on the inside, it's the way you live now. So I exercise on a consistent basis. I eat healthy, and if I don't, you know, it's just every now and then. So it's but 90% of the time you're eating healthy, and you're working out, and you even work out on vacation sometimes. You make it a part of your life, and people know you.
You work
that
out on vacation? Okay, I was
yeah.
with you, but now we're working out on vacation. I think I'm
well,
lost.
I mean, you can do something simple. It doesn't have to be full steam ahead. But, you know, something simple that will keep you moving because, again, it's very easy to get out of that habit. You know, and so it doesn't take but, you know, a couple of days to, well, I'm not going today, and, you know, I'll just rest. And then, you know, one day, and, oh, I don't think I want to go today. And 2 days turned to 2 weeks, 2 years. And now you're back to square one. So,
I think I'm
well, you know, here's what my thing is. Here's what my
yeah.
thing is. But I don't know if other people have this. But I'm just going to tell on myself.
Okay.
And, you know, like, I've been eating pretty healthy for the most part, right? But what I suffer
yeah.
with is cravings. When I drive by that McDonald's and I see those golden arches, and it just seems
yeah.
like that Big Mac is calling my name. It just seems like
yeah.
the fries. It's just calling
me. French fries right
it's now. Just like, it's just like, oh, man, I've got to drive by this and fight my craving. I feel like I feel like an addict, you know.
That's
you know,
I'm glad I understand what you mean.
Like,
Joseph, I tell you, I had that very same thing. I love French fries. I love them so much. My mother and potato chips and Doritos and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My mother said she ate that those kind of things when she was pregnant with me, so that's why I love them. But it is. It's an addiction. And what happens is that I remember, I'll tell you a story. I used to go through Zaxby's, and I would love their fries. And so, you know, and I'll say, okay, no, I'm not going to get fries today. And as soon as the lady comes and she says, may I take your order? And I start shaking, rattling, and rolling. It's like, I want give me a number one extra fries, hold the coleslaw, hold the healthy stuff, and give me a Sierra Mist. And then I would, you know, go through that time and time again and would tell myself, no, I'm not going to do it this time. But
I had to
know myself, and I tell my clients, and people do go through that. I said, know yourself. Know what you can have some of and know what you got to walk away from. Because fries, I had to walk away from it because it was an addiction. It was just like an addict.
Yeah,
so the same way an alcoholic can't have alcohol, same way you may have to walk away from it. Now, I'm not saying that if you have that kind of wrong relationship or that relationship with it, if you just can't break it, you know, you have to walk away from it. But if you can have a little bit, like my wife can have a little bit of something. I'm not a little bit of nothing. If I'm either all in or all
yeah,
out, no, I'll eat my bag, her bag, and my son's bag of potato chips. That's how it used to be. And I said, that's a wrong relationship.
Can I share something? I'm like,
sure.
I was off McDonald's, and I'm saying off McDonald's means I didn't go to McDonald's. I didn't drive by. I mean, of course, you drive by because they're everywhere, but I didn't drive into a McDonald's. I didn't go into McDonald's at all for over a year.
Uh-huh.
And somebody came to the office with a box of those fries. And I literally just said, let me just have a couple fries. So I ate a couple
yeah.
fries. And
yeah.
I was like cooked all over again. I was like, I have to have some McDonald's
Absolutely.
French fries. I just got to have it. I've got to have it. I don't know what's in those fries. But it was like, I ended up saying, I'm just going to go down and buy one pack of fries just to get my cravings over, and then I'll be done with McDonald's. So then I bought a fry. Next thing you know, I said, you know, I really like that Big Mac. You know?
Exactly.
So the next day I had to go back and get a Big Mac and fries. And now I'm back to, okay, I got to get myself off McDonald's again. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm, like, craving fries. Like, I didn't have the cravings. I didn't have anything. I did that one thing because somebody brought that into the office, and, of course, we all tasted it, and it was, you know, delicious to us. But that craving is what I think get a lot of people. It's not so much that they don't want to help, that's just like the cravings.
It does. But that thing is, but you know, that moment, and we all have that moment where, like you said, you've gotten off of it, and then you're doing great, doing fine, feeling strong, and somebody brought them into the office, and it's that moment of truth right there. It's like decision time. Do I say, well, let me just have a little bit, or do I say, no, I already know what's going to happen if I take that warning?
Now, I'm not going to tell people it was the Sharifa that brought the fries.
I knew you were going to do that. I'm sitting here, and I'm like, I know he's going to tell them that it was my fault.
You know, I would not dare put her on the spot like that. That's not what I would do. I would dare tell people that she brought those fries in there and did that.
No, we'll keep that a secret. We won't tell them.
We're going to keep that.
Absolutely.
So I got a question for Mr. Bailey. Mr. Bailey, do you have a book or is there some type of instructional manual that you have out for people like ourselves that are addicted? We know what we're supposed to do, but we
I ain't gonna let you say that word. I'm not addicted. I just got cravings. You know, you're talking about I'm addicted. You got to straightly slap that back.
Maybe that's what it's gonna take is for us to keep calling you an addict to get you off
cravings and addiction.
So someone has a strong craving.
A craving, an overt craving.
Yes, that's a habitual craving. I'm actually working on a book. Yes, I'm actually working on a book right now, and it's called The Feel Good Habit. And one of the things in that book that we're talking about is this very thing of, and I call it know thyself. My clients that come to me, I tell them you got to know yourself. Because, again, if you know, like you were saying, that strong craving, that was one thing I had. I knew that if I ate this one Dorito, I knew if I ate Doritos or if they were in the house, if I could see them, I knew I was going to eat them. And I was going to eat one. I was going to eat the whole bag. I told myself 100 times, 1,000 times, I'm only going to eat one, and then I end up eating the whole bag. So the 1,001 time, I'm probably going to do the same thing as a high probability. So say if that's the case, then you have to say, okay, I can't have this in the house and walk away from it, because as soon as you take it, it's going to send all those. And see, what it is that we're not going to use the A word, those strong desires and those cravings are in your body. And so you keep feeding them.
I have a question for Mr. Bailey.
Yes.
Mr. Bailey, this is my question. Okay.
Sure.
Now, I have certain people, Mr. Collins is one of them, but I'm not going to name names, who whenever I try to eat anything, he just comes, Sharifa, your diet is horrible. Sharifa, you just need to eat more. You need to eat better. Like, so he's always that voice in my ear whenever I'm about to eat something. And I know I should do more as far as exercise. I know I should be eat better. But my thing is always that I look at some of these, you know, change your life, change your meal, change your diet, exercise more. And I can do those for, you know, 10 days. 30 days, but I don't want to spend the rest of my life exercising that way and kind of eating that way. To a certain extent, I'm like, you know, I'd rather just live my life and enjoy my life and not have to, you know, give up my cravings.
I'm saying that, and I deal with that a lot, too. One of the things that I like to ask people is in that, and you have to come up with your own, the way you want to handle that is that, you know, when they do anything that you're doing, can you live with that? And so if you don't want to spend the rest of your life in it, you have to know also what is your why. Why am I doing this? Why am I trying to lose the weight? My why was that I want to live longer and, you know, hold off and try to reduce my risk for diabetes and for heart disease and things of that nature. I have a 14-year-old son, and at the time he was only 3. So when I made a decision, I wanted to make sure that I was around for him and his kids. So to me, it's not an option. I got to do it so that I can make sure, do everything on my power, on my behalf, to be there for them. Now, some people, like you said, I got some clients that say, well, you know, I don't want to give up my beer. I don't want to give up my wine every night. My wine.
Yes.
It relaxes me. It cools me. And so if you make that stance, then that's where you're standing at. Make sure you're doing the other things that you need to do. And the rest of your life, that's where the lifestyle change comes in. So here's the other option is that, okay, so if you don't do that, or if you don't exercise, or if you exercise to a certain point, you know, what happens at that point? Because, you know, life still happens. You know, you're still going to lose. There's still a possibility of losing muscle mass. We lose about a pound a year after the age of 30. So if we don't do anything to offset that, you know, after the age of 30, I know you all are younger than that, then
29.
So you only got a year. So you got to make a decision.
Right.
So once you turn 30 and you start, you know, each year you start losing muscle mass, if you're not doing anything to offset that or gain muscle or lose fat, then it's going to stack up against you, and then it increases your risk for the heart disease, for diabetes, heart disease, and all those things, stroke. So those things that later on in life that will
and
reduce your quality of life, even if you survive
those things reduce the quality of life.
You know, those
right.
are things
even
you have to
you
look
survive.
At. So when you make that declaration, you have to be aware, do I want to take that chance? And if so, then have at it. But if not, then, hey, I may need to make this a part of my life. Maybe I'm not perfect. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to do more of the good stuff than you do of the other things. And some of those things are the things that we love. But then you have to ask yourself, can I live with this or can I live without it? Can I get a little bit of it? Can I not? And do I have that strong urge, craving for this thing that it keeps calling me at night, calling me out of the bed, 2 in the morning.
Cookies and cream calls me every night.
Yeah.
Cookies and cream calls me.
Cookies
and cream calls me every night. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, you really have to be conscious of diet. I'm going to tell people that. I was at an event this weekend, wonderful event. We were filming our show, reality show, at the Bill Pickett Rodeo. And I was seeing how many people were eating so badly. And you know, we eat very little vegetables. We eat very little fresh food. You know, we eat very little. I mean, even myself now, because I love sugar. I mean, I just do. But what I've had to do for myself is blend a smoothie, you know, with bananas and strawberries and blackberries and everything in the smoothie. I drink that. And that kind of suffices the craving, but I'm getting like these high, these like really good energies and things like that. We got really good energies and things like that in my body, because you have to protect your body. Because as you get older, you see it happening. I went to the doctor, and they were surprised I didn't have diabetes. It's like, you don't have diabetes. Like, you're supposed to have it. You know what I mean? They're like, no. I don't have diabetes. I don't want diabetes. I don't speak diabetes into my life. But they're saying 1 in 5 people now have diabetes, and that's like a dietary thing. That's like from eating packaged foods and not putting enough healthy energy. Very few foods now feed the body or feed the cells. They feed your stomach, but they don't feed your cells. And you need to feed your cells, and that's the whole thing. And then the fat storage system, I've learned a lot about how fat is stored in the body, and it's like, wow, you know, you really have to drink water to keep your body flush. Most people don't drink water. They'd rather drink soda than water. You know, those are things that, you know, you really have to pay attention to, because it throws off a lot of stuff in your body that you really want to be healthy with. And in our community, specifically the African-American community, we're not drinking enough water by and large, and we are fast food junkies, and we are processed food junkies. And I think, and this is just from my own observation, you know, you could really gain health. And I'm not even talking about losing weight. I'm just talking about gaining health and to change your lifestyle.
Absolutely. And that's so true. The thing is, you know, and even with doctors, sometimes they're not going to tell you that there's an problem or you're headed down the wrong path, some of them, until you actually have a problem. So I like to tell people to watch your numbers, know your numbers. Know that if, you know, pre-diabetes is 105 with your blood glucose, if you are at, you know, year one, you're 88, then you go 92, then you go 95 the next year, then the next year you're 97, 98, and you keep climbing up, there's a pattern that's happening. And until you break that pattern, you know, it's just like, you know, when you have math and the sequential numbers, what's the next number? 5, 10, 15, and you know it's 20, the same concept. And so know your numbers and know what they are. And if you see an issue or a pattern, go ahead and talk with your doctor about it. But also, too, you know, just like you were saying, sugar, you know, we Americans consume about 175 to 195 pounds of sugar per year per person. So that's like a whole nother person. And you got your hidden sugars, you got all those things that are throwing off your systems, throwing off the communication of your hormones to say, hey, I'm full. And all those things. When you have a sugar craving, when you have that strong desire, that's because your hormones are off and they can't sense the fact that I'm full. So, and sugar does that. Salt does that as well. You know, also retain fluid and things of that nature. But like you said, I think what was key is that we can restore health. And some people don't know what good health feels like. You know, because they've gotten so used and so adapted, the body's so magnificently, amazingly, wonderfully made that it adapts to whatever. So your feel good is really on a level of 60 when, you know, you have a whole 100% or 90% that's waiting for you to just eat healthy and get the water and things of that nature and cleanse out your system so that you can operate at such a high functioning, you know, capacity. But we just got to get to that point. And so, again, that's where it goes back to changing the way you think and making that decision to change. And so, again, you don't have to give up everything, but how valuable or how much do you want good health and how important is it to
you? How much do you want good health?
Because, you know, there are people around us that, you know, need us. They want us. They need us. They need to hear from us. They need us to be healthy, and they're watching you. And so, like you said, you know, if you got somebody always watching your diet, there's people watching you to see what you do. They admire you, and they need you to be there, and they see you taking control of your health. Hey,
so
it inspires others.
Mr. Collins cares. That's so sweet. I'll remember that next time when you're telling me about those chili cheese fries I just ordered.
Can I have some?
No.
Mr. Bailey, I had a question for you. Devil's advocate. You guys speak on eating healthy. And this is my pet peeve with eating healthy. I go out and I buy mangoes and I buy key limes and I buy the fruit, and it's expensive, you know, for one. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, our community is already either at or below the poverty level. So going out to buy a bunch of produce that doesn't last a week because you can't eat it fast enough tends to stir away that eating healthy aspect of what we want. It deters us from doing it, and McDonald's is a quick fix because it won't spoil until I buy it and eat it. Do you have a cure for that? Do you have, like, a suggestion for people that can get them out of that situation?
Well, in that situation, sometimes you have to do the best you can in that situation. So frozen. You know, your vegetables, you can go ahead and freeze some of those. Some of those, you know, like some of your fruits, some of your things of that nature. It may not be the best choice, but, again, it's a better choice than going back and getting some of those other things that are quick and easy and fast to fix. You know, some of your grocers, your Walmarts and your places like that, sometimes they may not have, you know, the organic or the best. And some of them, sometimes they do, but you can buy some of those produce from those places, frozen things, and even if you got to go and get a, you know, something packaged, read labels. So, again, you want to make sure that you're not getting a whole bunch of sugar in something or a whole bunch of sodium. And then even on those labels, and, you know, you want to look at them and get the healthier portion of it. So, again, you know, if I got something that has loaded with sugar, that has, you know, 30 grams of sugar per serving and it's 5 servings or whatever in it, then I know that's going to be like 150 after I eat the whole thing. So you want to look at some of those labels. And you know, again, if you can freeze it, be freeze it. And just like back when I know, you know, when we were growing, when I was growing up, you know, my mom and you know, sometimes they would start looking at, you know, buying things and from groceries or growing or things of that nature. Or, you know, you just ate simply. You know, you tried to eat the vegetables you could, and you didn't eat a whole lot of them, but you did the best that you can. So I guess the whole thing is that if you can get them frozen, freeze some of it, buy it, you know, look at your portions, but just try to stay away from the things that have a lot of additives in there with it as well. And it's, you know, I think you'll do pretty good with that.
Thank you.
Definitely,
and sometimes even vitamins.
To live by. Definitely
Harry,
to live by.
Do you have a Nabucco account?
I'm sorry?
Mr. Bailey, do you have a Nabucco account? You do?
Do I have, I'm sorry. Yes.
Do you have a Nabucco account?
No, I do not.
Do you, Nabucco? We definitely like to invite you to join us on our social media network at nabucco.com. We'd love to hear some of your advice, some of your guidance, some of your tips and tricks.
Yeah, you should write a regular blog on Nabucco.
Absolutely.
You should write like a regular weekly blog, because that would be so helpful to people if we could promote that blog. You know, just because people
that
would
be
need to get healthy. They've got to get healthy. We've got to protect our children. Our children can't even sit in class because they're so hyped up on processed foods and because of the food chain. Is quite distracting. Even sometimes, like I was taking vitamin C. You know, you run to the store, you buy some vitamin C. You just say, "Oh, let me just take vitamin C." Never read the package anyway. I read this package, and one of the ingredients in the vitamin C that I was taking had carnauba wax in there. I'm like, wait a minute, carnauba wax and vitamin C? I'm like, I wax my car with carnauba wax.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to tell you. So if, why, you know, so we ingest things sometimes thinking that they're healthy, and you got to read the labels because they're just not healthy. Or, you know, and
right.
I like the way you said
definitely.
Frozen foods as opposed to canned, because a lot of sodium and a lot of times those cans have been out so long and they put a plastic liner inside of those cans. So you open up a can of beans, you know, you're actually also getting a tremendous amount of sodium and preservatives. In addition to that, you're getting, you're sometimes a little plastic liner stuff that's in there comes out into the meat, and you're eating all these stuff, and you don't even know. So you got to read the labels. You just have to read.
You have to read the labels. Definitely.
Yes.
So we'd love for you to join us on our social media network, nabucco.com, N-A-B-U-K-I-E. We'd love for you to write K-I-E. And write a blog with and share the information for all of our listeners. We want to thank you today, Mr. Kevin Bailey, for joining us in the Punch Bowl. It has definitely been our pleasure, even though I have to change my life. It's definitely been our pleasure.
You don't have to change your life. Just change some of the stuff.
I have to change
eat.
It. I have to stay around for the people. I got to help
you. You have
people.
To stay around
for
the stuff. I don't want you to get old.
Just put a little
hot sauce on the cheese like Vance and then fall apart. You know, I don't want you to be old as Vance and then fall apart.
You must be around. Mr. Bailey, we definitely want to thank you for being a guest on today's show. I'm going to change my life. Whether you think I should or anyone thinks I should, I am going to change my life because I am going to stay around and I'm going to harass Mr. Collins for another, I think, 60 years. Okay? So. Thank you for
I'm
being a guest today.
I'm changing my life,
today.
Too. I'm going to start ordering small fries instead of large. Yep. I'm changing my life today. Today. Thank
it's
you,
the little
Mr.
things.
Bailey.
It's the little things. It's definitely the little things. So, you know, we got to talking, and I love talking about food. Food is one of my favorite things. But we do have another guest today in the Punch Bowl. Mr. Chance Harlem Jr. is joining us in the Punch Bowl. Are you with us this morning, Chance?
Hey, how you doing?
Fine. We are wonderful. Thank you for joining us in the Punch Bowl.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. Thank you for having me, for sure.
Tell us what you have going on these days.
Yeah, tell us what's going on with you. You know, the same thing, man. Just doing a lot of auditions. That's really, you know, life of an actor, auditioning a lot and doing some writing in my downtime.
So what can we see you in? What can we see you in these days?
some of the projects I just finished are in post-production, some web series, an indie film called Unlawful, just finishing up a pilot called Gamers. You can always check out, I did a guest lead spot on the Fox show Rosewood. Might still be on like Netflix or something. You can still check that out, Netflix and Hulu. But I got some projects about to drop probably within the next couple months that they should be done, ready to go.
Very good, man. Very, very good, man. Very good.
You're talking about doing some writing. What kind of writing are you doing? Is it personal, fictional, non-fictional?
Yeah, I just write a lot of, do a lot of script writing. I write some comedy sketches, some short films, some feature films, music video treatments, just whatever. You know, I try to keep myself busy, you know?
Okay, more on the screenplay side.
Yeah, a lot of screenplay stuff, yeah, for sure.
Okay. You have any aspirations to become a director or something? Or you trying to get more, you trying to, is that like your ultimate goal, is to get out of acting?
Oh, no, not at all, man. For real, my goal is just to create more opportunities for myself and for my talented friends I know. I just want to create more stories from our point of view and create more roles and opportunities for ourselves. So I think the best way to do that is, you know, control your own destiny and write some of your own projects.
Absolutely. One of the best ways to do that is to work with Punch TV Studios. Punch TV Studios is in the process of our IPO. We're selling stock in our company at $1 per share. We are also producing over 300 new feature films and television shows over the next 4 years post-IPO. We're launching in Los Angeles, KILM. Most cable companies is Channel 64. I know here on Frontier is Channel 20, Channel 27, but it's KILM. Last word, M as in Mary, KILM. So we'll be in over 16 million new homes starting August 1st, so we definitely would like to invite you to join us on our social media network, Nabuki. It'll let you know when we have our casting calls, if we're looking for screenwriters. Right now, what we're actively searching for is produced content. If you have 8 to 13 produced episodes ready for broadcast, we are looking for you. If there's anyone in your network who has produced content ready for broadcast, please let them know that Punch TV Studios is actively looking for new content.
Oh, for sure. That's really good to hear. Congrats to you guys for that. That's really dope.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We definitely appreciate it. So, again, if you know of anyone, we have all of our executives on our social media network, nabuki.com, N-A-B-U-K-I-E, and they're looking for new shows, they're looking for new content, so we definitely want to be of assistance to everyone, and we want you to join us on Nabuki Champ.
Oh, for sure. I got you. Not a problem.
Okay, definitely. We definitely want to look out for you and some of the shows that you have coming out, but we want to thank you for joining us today in the Punch Bowl.
Oh, for sure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you for giving us, a platform to, have our voices heard.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. So we had another amazing show today. We had some great guests. If you missed any of the guests, you are going to want to listen to this show in the archives. We have the honor and the privilege of having Dr. Kamisha Hill Carter on the show, talking a little bit about some women's issues and what we as women need to do to move forward in today's age. We had Mr. Kevin Bailey, who, again, is a health and wellness coach, life coach, strength and conditioning specialist. It's Monday. I'm having a hard time today. Medical exercise specialist, post-rehabilitation specialist, motivational speaker, author, sharing tips, tricks, information about changing our lives, changing our diet. And then, again, we had actor Mr. Chance Harlem Jr., who was raised in the city of Philadelphia, where his mother and father worked hard to ensure that he would not be led astray by the lure of the streets. So if you missed any of this show, definitely want to check it out. You can catch the archive on Nabookie.com. We're here Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy. We have the honor and privilege of having Mr. Damian Randall in the Punch Bowl co-hosting this morning. And Mr. Collins, who jumped in there for a brief minute to talk about health and wellness. So make sure to bookmark this show. Make sure to turn in tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And to everyone, we will be here same time tomorrow.
Same bookie time, same bookie channel.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on changing the conversation, visit Nabookie.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.